This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a school of economic thought that goes a little bit like this. Things are improving here, sure, but part of that is because things are going so badly everywhere else. There is trouble in almost every direction. China, which is attempting the oh-so-difficult maneuver known as a soft landing. Then south to Brazil, where the boom has turned sour, and east over to Europe, where the malaise has barely lifted since the Great Recession officially did. But in those global economic woes, there are some bright spots for us, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Not many Americans are dancing in the streets over our economy, but look around. Maybe we should be, says Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics in Toronto.
It may sound strange, but yeah. U.S. is the standout performer of the G7.
The G7, that's Canada, Japan, and leading European economies. Europe hasn't fixed its rickety banks and risky government debt. Japan's struggling to break out of its lost decade of growth. China's slowing down. Russia's hurting from sanctions and plummeting oil prices. But here in the U.S.,
everything seems to be going in the right direction. The unemployment rate, a federal budget deficit below 3% of GDP.
And some of what ails the rest of the world actually juices up our economy. In an uncertain world, rich foreigners and overseas companies invest their money over here, explains Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
People buy up U.S. treasuries because, you know, the U.S. in the scheme of things looks relatively safe. That lowers interest rates. That means people could refinance their home, pay lower rates if they buy a car, get a car loan.
But there's a flip side. Our improving economy makes the U.S. dollar stronger. So we can buy more Italian sunglasses and Japanese cars and foreign oil, maybe. But for our companies that export, it's tough, because what they sell abroad gets more expensive. They could lose sales, which in turn could hurt job creation here at home. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.